Chapter 5. Can I tell you about Jesus? But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you, a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. A true messenger lives a burdened life. If he is the Lord's vessel, he carries in his heart a burden for souls none can share, but those who know it firsthand. Billy Graham. Denise stepped off the bus in the dark of night in the small outback mining town of Broken Hill, Australia. After catching a few hours of sleep in the bus station, she planned to begin a treacherous journey, hitchhiking 320 miles across the unforgiving landscape to Adelaide. We had just wrapped up an evangelistic outreach in town, and that morning we were having a celebration of sorts in a local coffee house, thanking God for the way that He had moved in the community. Unbeknownst to me, Denise walked through the door, drawn by the commotion. Denise began a conversation with Margaret, the wife of the man who served as chairperson of our event in Broken Hill. Filled with the confidence that came from watching many respond to the gospel that weekend, Margaret boldly asked Denise, "Can I tell you about Jesus?" At the mention of the name Jesus, tears formed in Denise's eyes. Gently, Margaret began sharing about the love of Christ and soon had the opportunity to pray with Denise as she accepted Jesus as her Savior. Before it was all done, another blessing awaited Denise. One of the believers in the coffee house, learning of Denise's plan, anonymously purchased a plane ticket to Adelaide, saving her the potentially deadly hike across the outback. Denise left that day with both physical and eternal security, her path to Adelaide paid for by a generous benefactor, and the wages of her sins paid for by the free gift of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice on the cross. There are a couple of lessons to be learned from Margaret's interaction with Denise. First, there is value in being prepared when God opens a door to share the gospel with others. Many people will say that they feel ill-equipped to share their faith, but it doesn't have to be that way. No, you may not have all the answers, but it's eternally important to be Spirit-filled by spending time in the Word and in prayer. God has promised that He'll give you the words to say. Luke 12:12. Second, it doesn't matter how much time you spend studying and building relationships with people if you aren't willing to ask the question that Margaret asked, "Can I tell you about Jesus?" Can you imagine if God had opened the door for Margaret to share the hope of Jesus, but rather than being prepared, as instructed in 1 Peter 3:15, she had wilted? It's almost assured that the two women would never cross paths again, and that opportunity would have been lost. Eternity would have been altered. Watch for the open doors that God provides and be ready to walk through them. Don't let your personal Denise walk away without asking, "Can I tell you about Jesus?" Lord Jesus, we give you praise for people like Margaret, who are willing to boldly step out in faith to share your love with those who need it. Help me to recognize opportunities that you place in my path, and give me the words to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Has God been preparing you to share His love with someone you know?